If you try to imagine an impossible task, something that would take you until the end of time, what would that look like? Pushing a boulder up a mountain? Drinking an ocean? How about seeing the connection between everything in the world? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Mythology, there was a figure called Sisyphus, and he was the founder and king of Corinth. He used his trickery, double dealing, and murder to advance his interests. So skilled at pulling the wool over people's eyes was he that after he died, he managed to escape from Hades twice. The second time he died, Zeus ordered him to be chained up to ensure next day delivery. But then, in something akin to a Benny Hill sketch, he asked Death to demonstrate the chains, after which he legged it back to Earth. To punish him, Zeus sentenced him to rolling a massive boulder up a hill in Hades. It's where we get the phrase Sisyphean task from, something that's difficult, time-consuming, and impossible. It sounds harsh, but when you see his rap sheet, it's understandable. Being in the present moment and contemplating the infinite connections between everything in the world can feel like a Sisyphean task. And we call this concept interbeing, the idea that we're fully connected and integrated into everything in our world and beyond. The air, the rivers, the earth, our ancestors, our teachers, the stars, our family and friends, you and me, the trees that give us oxygen, the birds in the sky. Nothing exists in isolation, but we don't realize that until one element disappears and we realize the consequences. Sadly, interbeing is sometimes hard to see without the grim counterfactual. For example, hunting wolves out of areas changed the course of rivers and had a huge impact on ecosystems, and a link to why that happened is in a description. Interbeing is important for us personally and our practice, but it's so overwhelming it can seem like drinking the sea. There's no limit to the level of interconnection. It goes down to the subatomic level and out into the infinite cosmos. So how do you drink the sea? And the answer is one cup at a time. We had a cup full of it when we focused our connection to our pets a few weeks ago. We also had a big old pint of it when we do our mindful walks. And seeing the connection to the origins of our food while eating is another great way to experience interbeing. Take it one step at a time, one connection at a time, and let it unfold at its own pace. Enjoy it. Start with something you love spending time around, like a tree, and see the connections between you, that object, and the world. And we're going to do that right now with a guided meditation on a tree. Feel free to connect in your mind's eye, or you can go outside and meditate near a tree that you feel a connection to. So if you want to take a moment to make yourself comfortable, I'll start with three sounds of the bell. Firstly, starting off with your posture, and I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap. And as you're just taking a moment to enjoy your posture, just allowing a gentle smile to emerge on your face. And expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body. Noticing where you feel warm or cold. Noticing where you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin. And the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. And then shifting that awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, noticing each thought as it arises. That might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. Could be a happy thought about today. Or a regretful thought about yesterday. Not trying to shut out that thought. Not trying to push it away. Just allowing it in, sitting with it for a moment, and when it's ready, allowing it to leave your awareness. And after it leaves, returning your awareness to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness on the breath. Noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in. Warmer on the way out. Breathing in. I know I am breathing in. Breathing out. I know I am breathing out. In. Out. breathing in. My breath grows deep. Breathing out. My breath goes slow. Deep. Slow. Breathing in, I see the tree releasing oxygen. Breathing out, I see myself breathing the oxygen. Tree releasing, myself breathing. breathing in. I see my tears become rain. Breathing out, I see the tree absorb the rain through its roots. Tears become rain. Tree absorb rain. Breathing in, I see the tree absorb nutrients from the earth to become fruit. Breathing out, I see the fruit's nutrients become part of me. Tree absorbs nutrients. Nutrients part of me. Breathing in, I establish myself in the present moment. Breathing out, I realize it is a wonderful moment. Present moment, wonderful moment. And as we reach the end of the guided meditation, just taking a moment or two to notice any changes in your body, any areas of calmness, any areas that maybe have become uncomfortable, and just taking a moment to stretch those, maybe your back or your legs. Noticing any changes in your mind. And if you feel a sense of calm or peace, then I would invite you to carry that awareness of interbeing through the rest of your day. And finally, opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. Just very quickly before we finish, on the 16th of this month, August of 2022, I will be running the Letting Go of Stress seminar. It's a really good opportunity to learn about what drives stress, what techniques from mindfulness you can use, and to practice a little bit together, a bit of Q&A, and maybe a bit of music at the end. So I hope to see you there. The link to signing up is in the description. And may you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slán a bhfuil, and I'll catch you next time.